This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello?
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello.
So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So I need some help. I think my boyfriend is lying to me about this girl I caught him on the phone with.
Oh, okay. Let's start with the boyfriend's name.
His name's Chad.
Okay, so you caught him on the phone with another girl?
I did.
All right. Where was this? Like, where was he when all this happened?
So he took me to dinner on Saturday and we went to see Aladdin because I told him I really wanted to see it. So he surprised me with the tickets. So all through the movie, I see him texting somebody and I really didn't care that much. But about halfway through the movie, he goes, "I'll be right back." And he leaves. And I just figured he had to go to the bathroom or something, you know, no big deal. But he was gone like over 20 minutes. So I get up to see where he went, and I see him outside talking to somebody on the phone. So I'm like, hi, remember me? I was the girl you left inside the movie theater.
Yeah, you missed half the entire movie. So what did he say?
So he goes, "I'm so sorry, babe. There was a problem at work. I had to take it."
Where does he work? Like the Pentagon or something?
No, he's one of the assistant managers at
Oh, okay. Okay, so it could have been something important, like we're out of tomatoes, or the waiter just quit, or something like that.
Yeah, he said as a manager, he's required to answer all calls from work, which I don't know if I believe.
Okay, so that call, though, that wasn't the girl, then?
No, that was the girl. Listen to this. Later on, we were getting ready for bed, and he gets this text on his phone, and it says, "Sorry for calling earlier. I was just emotional about everything." And it was from someone named Carla.
Okay, so who is Carla?
So, turns out he wasn't totally lying because there's a hot waitress who works at his restaurant. Yeah, want to guess what her name is?
I'm going to take a wild stab here and say Carla?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so he's texting this girl. He leaves the movie to talk to this girl while he knows he's supposed to be on a date with you. Then he lies and said it was work calling. However, it was really this Carla girl. Now, what if this Carla girl, like, got in a fight over tips with one of the other waitresses or something? Or maybe, what if she had a dine-and-ditch table? Or she dropped a bunch of food on somebody? Wouldn't that be a reason to call the manager? Because you're emotional?
I mean, I guess maybe, but here's the thing. If that's what happened, why not just say it's one of my servers from work? She's got a problem. Don't lie and say it's the restaurant calling when it's not.
Yeah.
Plus, if any of that stuff happens, there's another manager on duty. You don't need to be calling my boyfriend when you have a manager working with you right there at the restaurant.
Oh, okay, so he's not the manager.
No, he's an assistant manager. He manages the day shift and two more managers come in at night.
Okay. Yeah, well, I guess you have a point then. Okay, so what do you want us to do for you here?
I want to know if something's going on with him and this Carla girl.
Okay. Now, by any chance, did you happen to see this Carla girl's phone number or anything on his phone?
No, I just saw her name come up when she texted him.
Okay, so we don't have her number. We have his number. We'll figure something out. We'll call him then. And by the way, if you're listening and you got any ideas, text them into us at 757-104. And we will call Chad when we come back. This is Stephanie's boyfriend. And I'm going to pretend that I am a new employee at the same restaurant. And then I was thinking about asking this Carla girl out, and then I heard that he was dating her or something, and see what he says. Either he's going to say, "Dude, go for it. She's a great chick. Yep. Ask her out."
Yep.
Or he's going to say, "Oh, well, you can't ask her out. We sort of have a thing going on."
Yep.
One of those two things is going to happen, and it's going to happen right now.
Calling at random.
Beep.
is this Chad?
Yeah, this is Chad.
Hey, man, sorry for calling you so early. My name is Doug. I just started at about a week ago. I don't actually even think we've met yet.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how's it going?
Good. So listen, the reason I'm calling is I completely screwed up here, and I wanted you to know I totally didn't mean anything by it. I sort of asked Carla out, and I had no idea you and her were dating. I just didn't want you to find out from somebody else and be like, yeah, I'm cutting that guy's hours now or something. I had no idea about you guys. So
Wait. Who told you that Carla and I were dating?
Well, she did. She said she sort of has something going on right now, and I was like, wow, lucky guy. Who's the lucky guy? And she was like, well, you probably know him. He's a manager here.
Okay. First of all, Carla and I aren't dating. It's complicated.
Oh, okay. Because she sort of made it sound like you were.
No, it's, like I said, it's complicated.
Okay, complicated, like I should stop trying to ask her out, or?
No, trust me, you don't want to ask her. She's sort of, okay, she's pregnant, and we're still trying to figure everything out right now. We were dating a while ago, and then this happened, and now we're trying to figure out what we're going to be at this point.
Okay, you know? Wow, I had no idea. I didn't.
Yeah, nobody does. So, you know, really appreciate it if you just kind of keep this to yourself.
Yeah, sure, no problem. One more thing, does your girlfriend know?
Does my what?
Does your girlfriend, Stephanie, does she know about Carla?
Wait, how do you know my girlfriend?
Because she's sort of listening right now.
You got this girl pregnant, and then you f***ing lied about it?
Okay, what the hell is this?
Hey, Chad, this is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show, Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104, and what this is Dirty Work Wednesday.
Yeah, so how long have you known this girl was having your baby?
So this is some sort of elaborate setup or something?
Will you please answer my question?
I don't know what you want me to say.
Well, you could start by telling me the truth.
Fine, okay? Truth is, I screwed around with one of the waitresses, and now she's pregnant, okay? And now we have no idea what we're going to do. Is that what you really want to hear right now?
At least it's the truth.
Well, now you know, okay? So, great. I hope you're happy. Go ahead. Leave me now. I'm sure you want to. You've been looking for a reason to get out of this relationship for months now. So, here it is on a silver platter.
Don't you blame this on me. You're the one who screwed up.
I just said all that. I don't know what else you want me to say. I've got nothing, okay? You might want some sort of big explanation, some sort of grand thing that explains everything and how everything happened. Well, this is it, because I got nothing.
Well, the good news is you probably don't have nothing right now, but maybe this weekend, since it's Father's Day weekend.
Yeah, you'll get something.
Yeah, sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.